94% of Americans snack. I think there are probably few things that 94% of us do on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And we also know that from USDA surveys that we get between 24 to 30% of our daily calories from snacks. So that's a lot.
Many of us find it a challenge to determine what's a snack and what's a meal, and sometimes the snacks resemble a meal.
They sure do. And that's why I love this new study that has been done by British researchers. And basically, they wanted to see if you label a meal as a snack versus as a meal, how does that impact how much of it you eat and what you eat afterwards? And also where you eat that food, where does that matter? Basically, what they did is they enrolled 81 women who are all healthy weight women, and they let them have a meal of pasta that they got to choose. And they, in some cases, they called it a meal, and in some cases, they called it a snack. And in some cases, the women sat at a nice table like we should all be eating, and they had tablecloth and china and silverware. And in the other case, they ate the way most of us eat, which is from a plastic bowl or something, standing up at a table with plasticware, hurrying. You know, they got the same amount of time to do all this. And then they took them into another room where they offered them four kinds of treats. So they could have cookies, chocolate cookies, they could have M&Ms, they could have cheese crackers, and they could have pretzels. And they got to choose how much they wanted. And they found that the women who were told that they had a snack and ate in that, you know, out of the bowl, et cetera, they ended up eating a lot more of the food that was offered to them that wasn't as healthy after they'd had their meal. Even though they'd all had the same amount of calories, they all reported feeling the same amount of fullness, but somehow making this snack and really saying it, calling it a snack in kind of capital letters and standing up while they ate it, they just ate a whole lot more afterwards.
Wow, that's incredible. So what does that tell us about how we eat?
So I think what it says is we really need to pay attention where we're eating and how we're eating. The researchers are guessing that maybe when you're standing up and you think that it's just a little snack, that your brain, one thing that might be happening is maybe your brain's not registering what you're doing. And often when we snack, as opposed to having a meal, we may be doing multitasking. So you're sitting at your desk at work, or you're in front of the TV and you're watching the football game, or, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, that's not such a good thing. And I think we all know that innately, mm-hmm. but we still do it.
We should also remind folks of what really constitutes a healthy snack and the amount of that we eat.
People like to either have savory snacks or they like to have sweet snacks. And you kind of fall into one camp or the other. And if you like savory snacks, nuts are a great option, a handful, seeds. Soup is terrific because it's salty, pretzels, popcorn. If you like sweet snacks, then dried fruit or just fresh fruit, yogurt,